Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
You're here because you want to get smart, fast, on something interesting.
And today, we're digging into cinnamon.
Yeah, all based on the Flavor Notes newsletter, #3Cinnamon. We've gone through it to pull out, you know, the really cool and useful nuggets for you.
It's a great source. It covers, well, everything from cinnamon's ancient history right up to how we use it today.
And some pretty surprising stories thrown in, too.
Exactly. So our mission, if you like, is to get past just thinking of cinnamon as that powder for your latte.
Right. And really explore its background, how versatile it is, and the fascinating tales behind it.
Let's dive in.
Okay. So ancient origins. We're talking really old, right? Like ancient Egypt.
Oh, absolutely. The newsletter points this out clearly. Egyptians were using cinnamon, believe it or not, as far back as 2000 BCE.
Wow.
And it wasn't just for taste. It was incredibly valuable. They used it in embalming, in perfume.
Embalming? Seriously? That shows how prized it must have been.
It really does. Tells you something about its unique properties, even back then.
So, not just a nice smell. And get this, at one point, worth more than gold.
That's what the history suggests. It was incredibly precious.
What made it so valuable?
Well, a few things, really. Its origin was exotic, far away.
Hard to get, I suppose.
Exactly. The trade routes were long, difficult, often kept secret. Plus, it had all these different uses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all that pushed up its status and its price. And it really drove the early spice trade, you know?
Yeah.
Shaped exploration, global commerce.
Amazing. And the newsletter mentions where true cinnamon comes from.
Yes, Cinnamomum verum, or Ceylon cinnamon. That's native to Sri Lanka, parts of southern India, Myanmar. Think about the journeys needed to get that spice to, say, Egypt or Rome.
Incredible. But the cinnamon most of us have in our cupboards, that's usually cassia, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference there?
Right. Cassia cinnamon, or Cinnamomum cassia, is a close relative. It definitely has that cinnamon flavor we recognize.
What?
But it's generally stronger, more robust, maybe a bit harsher than Ceylon.
Yeah.
And because it's easier to grow and harvest, it's become much more common and, frankly, cheaper.
So Ceylon is maybe more delicate, subtle?
That's a good way to put it. Ceylon has more nuance, whereas cassia gives you a bigger, bolder cinnamon hit.
Interesting. So subtle or bold, it's got personality.
Right.
And we see it in different forms, too. Sticks. Powder.
Yeah, the newsletter mentions quills, those rolled up sticks of bark.
Right.
Then there's the ground powder, which is obviously super convenient. And sometimes you see little chips, too.
And the smell.
Yeah.
It's instantly recognizable, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Sweet, woody, maybe a little bit citrusy. And some people get hints of clove in there.
Mm, yeah, I can see that.
Complex.
It comes from the different essential oils naturally present in the bark.
It really is one of those smells that feels like, well, comfort. Cozy evenings, baking.
Totally. But the taste isn't just sweet, is it?
No, there's that warmth, but also a subtle spiciness.
Exactly. And again, the newsletter points out that different Ceylon is often softer, almost floral sometimes.
Whereas cassia is more straightforwardly spicy. Right. And that range is why it works in so many different types of food. Sweet, savory, you name it.
Okay, let's talk food. Because, baked goods are the obvious one. Cinnamon rolls, apple pie.
Snickerdoodles. Can't forget those.
Definitely not. But the newsletter mentioned savory uses, too, which is fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. Think about Moroccan tagines.
Hmm.
That hint of sweet cinnamon with the savory meat and fruit, it's fantastic.
Like it adds a whole other layer.
Or Indian curries, Mexican malls.
Wow.
It brings this warmth and depth. It's often that unexpected touch that makes the dish special.
It's like a secret weapon in the spice rack. And drinks. We can't forget drinks.
No way. Spice cider, obviously. Masala chai.
Mulled wine at Christmas. Hot chocolate. Horchata, even.
Yes. It's a key player in so many comforting or festive drinks.
And spice blends, too, right?
Okay.
It's not always the star on its own.
Good point. Garam masala relies on it. Chinese five spice. And the big one for fall.
Pumpkin spice. Mm. Of course.
Cinnamon's usually the backbone of that warmth. So, yeah, the newsletter rightly highlights how central it is globally. Holiday baking, slow-cooked meals.
It really has traveled the world, culinarily speaking. Now, moving beyond taste, it's got a reputation for being healthy, doesn't it?
It does. The newsletter touches on some of that, things like potential anti-inflammatory effects, antimicrobial properties.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's also research looking into blood sugar regulation, mm-hmm. and maybe even support for brain function and digestion.
Interesting. So it's not just folklore?
Well, it's important to say it's not, you know, a magic cure-all or a replacement for medicine. But yes, science is looking into these traditional uses.
That makes sense. And what about other uses? Insect repellent. Is that real?
Apparently so. Some studies suggest compounds in the oil can deter certain insects. And traditionally, it's been used for ages in folk medicine. For colds, joint pain, stimulating circulation, things like that.
Plus, it just smells good. So candles, oils.
Exactly. And it might even act as a natural preservative in some situations. Its uses are pretty broad.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. History, yeah. Types, taste, uses. Now, the newsletter had a specific chef's tip. What was that about?
Yes. This was about getting the best possible flavor. The tip is basically grind your own.
From the quills.
Exactly. Buy the whole cinnamon quills and grind them yourself just before you use them.
Like coffee beans, right? Pressure flavor?
Precisely. Ground spices lose their volatile aromatic compounds pretty quickly. Grinding fresh gives you a much more vibrant and nuanced flavor.
Makes sense.
And they add another little trick. Lightly toast the quills first.
Oh, in a dry pan.
Yeah, just for a few moments. It helps to wake up the oils, release the aroma, intensifies everything before you grind it.
That sounds like a pro move. Definitely worth trying.
A small step, but it can make a real difference.
Okay, now for the fun stuff. The surprising facts. I saw one. Cinnamon is tree bark.
Yep, absolutely true. The newsletter explains that those sticks, the quills, are literally the inner bark of specific trees, peeled off, dried, and they curl up naturally.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
The thing I stir my cider with is bark.
It is. Changes how you look at it, doesn't it?
Totally. And what about that story?
Yeah.
Giant birds building nests out of cinnamon sticks in dangerous places?
Ah, the Herodotus story. Yeah, that's a classic. It shows how mysterious cinnamon was.
So it wasn't true?
Oh, definitely not. It was likely a tale spread, perhaps by traders to protect their sources and keep prices high. Made it sound incredibly difficult and dangerous to obtain.
Clever, but sneaky.
Very. It highlights the mystique around spices back then.
And then there's Emperor Nero, burning a year's supply. At a funeral.
Yes. His wife Poppaea's funeral. It sounds incredibly extravagant, almost unbelievable.
It just hammers home how valuable it was seen to be. A massive status symbol.
Absolutely. And think, it was being traded in Egypt way back in 2000 BCE. That predates the Great Pyramid.
Wow. It's seen so much history.
It really has.
The newsletter also hits that Ceylon versus Cassia point again. It seems important to remember.
It is useful. Knowing Ceylon is true cinnamon, generally milder, maybe better for delicate things, versus the bolder, more common cassia. It helps you choose the right one for your recipe.
Good to know. And this one blew my mind. Used as currency in the Middle Ages.
Yes. Can you imagine paying rent or dowries with cinnamon?
Incredible. It just shows its economic power back then.
Truly. But the newsletter also has an important warning.
Oh.
About the cinnamon challenge. That dangerous trend.
Oh, yeah, that thing where people tried to swallow a spoonful of dry powder. Awful idea.
Exactly. The newsletter rightly points out it's incredibly dangerous. Choking hazard, potential lung damage. Just don't do it.
Absolutely. Stick to putting it in your food, not trying to eat it straight.
Please. Enjoy it safely.
Okay, wise words. Now, before we wrap up, there was a recipe teaser. Banana cinnamon frozen parfait with apricot rum sauce.
Yes. Sounds quite sophisticated, actually.
It does. What's the idea behind it?
Well, the description highlights that contrast, the warm cinnamon and sweet banana in the cool parfait, then this rich, fruity, slightly boozy sauce over the top.
Hmm. Sounds delicious. Warm spice, cool dessert.
Exactly. Presented as simple enough to make, but sounds quite elegant. A nice way to feature cinnamon.
Definitely intriguing. And finally, there was a quote to ponder.
Ah, yes. A pinch of cinnamon turns the ordinary into the unforgettable.
I like that. It really sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. That small amount transforms things, both food and maybe just the moment.
So wrapping up this deep dive, we've journeyed from ancient Egypt, seen cinnamon worth more than gold, explored Ceylon versus Cassia.
Looked at how it flavors everything from pies to curries, its potential health uses, and some truly wild facts like the tree bark thing.
Hopefully you've had some aha moments. And maybe see that little brown spice jar a bit differently now.
We definitely encourage you to explore it more. Maybe try grinding your own, like the chef's tip suggested.
Or use it in a savory dish, if you usually only use it for sweet things.
Yeah, just appreciate its incredible journey through time.
And that brings us to a final thought for you. We've seen the amazing story hidden within cinnamon. From embalming fluid to lattes. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other everyday spices sitting in your cupboard might have equally rich, surprising histories just waiting to be discovered?
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.